This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, if you know what I mean, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in listening for Bradley, he will be along at the half-hour mark, so he'll be joining us, Lord willing, at the bottom of the hour. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com for our Muslim friends. I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'm going to fill in for Bradley here in this first half hour. Here on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. In fact, that's where you can check us out, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and also our media site, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, for news and commentary, for the most part, you won't hear anywhere else. At least you won't hear it in the mainstream. Let me put it that way. There are some friends that we have who contribute to Sons of Liberty Media who do contribute to other sites, but it won't be something that mainly you hear in the mainstream media. So check us out there at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, check us out on a number of new social media platforms along with Facebook. We're at Facebook at Sons of Liberty, and you can also find us there under Bradley Dean as well. Also, check us out on USA.life, MeWe, Spreely, Gab, Mumblet, and Minds. We're on there now, so if you guys are using those platforms, please look us up and subscribe to the channels that we've got there, along with our YouTube channel as well, where you can catch Bradley when he does his live feeds there. Also, if you'd like to call in at any time, the number is 1-866-582-9933. Bradley got caught up in some traffic, so he asked me to fill in for a little bit. I'm going to take you over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, let you know a few things that are going on in the country and in the world today. And also in the second segment, I'm just going to touch on a little thing that a congresswoman has said she wants to do if you mock your politicians. That's right. She wants to violate that First Amendment. Do I really want to get started on that? Yes, I do. I really do. Okay, so yesterday we had the word out of D.C., that the vice president was supposedly called back from a New Hampshire event he was supposed to do. When we came to find out, he never even left Washington. We also found out that Russian President Putin had canceled some meetings that he had. We found out there was a submarine, a Russian sub, that had caught fire, and there were, I think it was 14 that were dead, a Russian Navy seaman who were killed aboard that submarine. And the White House was silent about it. President Trump was not out in front of any cameras like they normally are, the presidents are these days. There's no need for them to be out in front of the cameras every day. But he wasn't out in front of the cameras. Nothing was said. They said, oh, it's nothing to worry about. You'll find out in a couple of weeks. Okay? And a lot of people speculated over a lot of different things of what could have been going on. Now there are a couple of reports that say that a U.S. sub was involved with a Russian sub as well. No word on that, just reports, people trying to confirm that, just throwing it out there, but I can tell you this. Former CIA agent Kevin Shipp, we've had him on the show before, said something is about to break. And I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that there's probably some things like that going on. But there's no confirmation of that yet. But you can see some of that if you haven't been following the news there on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, how Joe Biden booked millions. It's funny to me how the politicians write these books, or they have them ghostwritten or whatever they're doing with them, okay? And in the process, what's going on is they are making a lot of money with those. And yet, if you watch, for a lot, they don't get a lot of sales of their books. But Joe Biden sold a bunch of books, made a lot of money. And I have to ask the question, who's buying those books? Who wants to read what Joe Biden has to say? I don't get it. I mean, I genuinely don't get it. Michelle Obama, 10 million copies of the book Becoming that she put out. And I know what some of you are thinking, Becoming what? I'm not even going to go there, okay? 10 million copies. That's a lot of money. Not to mention the money they get up front when they write the book or have somebody write the book. But we don't even know if the Obamas can write their own book. We had Bill Ayers saying that he wrote Dreams for My Father for Barack Obama. He's on video saying that. So we don't even know these guys actually worked to write a book. I don't think that they do. And yet Joe Biden has made a lot of money, too, doing just that, selling basically nothing to the people. Okay. Also, sonslibertymedia.com. In Japan, Trump humiliates CNN's Jim Acosta, and the audience erupts in laughter. Now, I got to tell you, why that's news, I don't know, but people follow that stuff, so we have a little bit of that where people will see exactly what's going on there. Facebook has chosen to take also these third-party fact-checkers, and they will bottleneck your traffic if they have somebody like Alan Duke over at Lead Stories. I call him Alan Duke because of the fact that all he puts out is garbage. All he puts out is trash. He attacks people. He claims that he is the fact checker. But when you go to read his story, half the time his facts are so far off, he doesn't even get the story that he's addressing right. He just doesn't get it. He just doesn't address it right. And what do you say about that? Facebook is obviously involved in censorship. In fact, we have another story out about Facebook, sonsoflibertymedia.com, how Facebook tried to destroy an entire industry and eliminate its competition. That was the cryptocurrency industry. Now they're putting out their own cryptocurrency, and they put in place all these policies that would shut down cryptocurrency because allegedly they weren't trustworthy. They weren't this, that, and the other. Now they're capitalizing on it. Do you tell me that isn't crooked as a dollar sign, but it is. It is. One more from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Beware of the ombudsman. Alert to all private and religious schools. The Trump DeVos choice plan is no choice at all. It's the same agenda going forward. It's pushing global, quote-unquote, education, which is indoctrination. It is illegal under our Constitution, and we should put a stop to it in all its facets, in the laws and in the promotion of it. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. Hang on.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is a church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
At the Sons of Liberty, real quick, we're going to jump in this because Bradley will be up at the bottom of the hour. And I want to let you know you can check us out again at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you want to call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. What I want to talk about is a member of Congress. She's out of the 24th district in Florida. Let me say that again. The 24th district in Florida. Frederica Wilson. Now, this woman is 76 years old. Looks to me like she's probably had a little work done or something. I don't know if she's trying to portray herself as a Texan or not. All her pictures are in cowboy hats and stuff. It's kind of interesting. The only people I know who are like that are family members that I have up, you know, in the top area there near Alabama. I mean, they're farmers and stuff and cattle raisers and such. And so it's really kind of odd. Anyway, she's in the 24th district there. And I don't know how she got elected because she's been in office for quite a while. 2011, 2013, she represented the 17th district. And since that time, she's been in the 24th district. So I'm pretty sure she's probably gotten some help from the outside in doing that. But this woman, let me tell you right off the bat, this woman is a criminal. And I'm going to tell you why she's a criminal. Frederica Wilson wants to violate her oath of office and has said it openly. Okay? You people down there in that district, you need to get rid of this woman. Like, very quickly. She wanted to threaten, or she did threaten, to prosecute Americans who mock members of Congress online. That's called freedom of speech, especially when you're mocking stupid criminal politicians. And just so we're clear, the law, not a policy, not somebody's opinion. The law says Congress shall make no law respecting, among other things, freedom of speech, the abridging of freedom of speech. Okay? And that's what this is. Here's what she said on a video. Those people who are online making fun of members of Congress, I'm assuming this goes to a particular person, we won't mention her initials, but AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I'm assuming this is what this is about. Because they've been banning little kids from making videos over someone promoting what is anti-American who talks like they're an airhead. I mean, that's what they talk like. She says, those people who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. And there is no need for anyone to think that is unacceptable. I thought it was pretty funny, actually. A lot of people thought it was funny until the people who couldn't take the joke wanted to shut them down. So she says, we're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted. She added, you cannot intimidate members of Congress, frighten members of Congress. It is against the law, and it's a shame in this United States of America. Well, okay, let's take that one right there. The utter hypocrisy of a congresswoman saying that somebody should be prosecuted for mocking, that's a free speech issue, members of Congress who are anti-American, socialist in their ideology, and I don't know a nice way to put it, stupid when it comes to explaining their theories and the things that they want to implement. While I agree to intimidate members of Congress with threats and things of that nature is against the law. There's no question about that. Frighten members of Congress by mocking them? Are members of Congress scared of a joke? Really? I don't hear Frederica speaking up when Kathy Griffin had a decapitated head of the current president in her hand on national television. Do you? She wasn't calling for this then. But that's irrelevant. Because one side does it doesn't mean it's okay for the other side. The issue is the law, right? That's our standard. That's what we support. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican or whatever you call yourself. If you don't support the law, you're lawless. Plain and simple, period. For Frederica Wilson to be saying the nonsense that she's saying is not only hypocritical, it's unlawful. For her to be calling for people to be prosecuted for free speech that doesn't harm anybody, doesn't intimidate anybody, doesn't threaten anybody, that's criminal. It's criminal. What's in her heart is coming out of her mouth. That's what Jesus said. What's in the heart comes out of the mouth, right? And when she's doing that, she's telling you what action she really wants to take in Congress. She says, it's against the law and it's a shame in the United States. Well, yes, threatening and, you know, bringing fear through threats to members of Congress. Yeah, I agree with you. It is against the law. Mocking members of Congress? That's not against the law. It's really not. But Frederica Wilson wants to take people who mock politicians, who don't keep their word, who lie about their promises, and don't fulfill what they say they will do, and even promote wicked, stupid, idiotic, anti-American legislation should be mocked. They should be called out, and they should be removed from their office and dealt with by the people who put them there. Sadly, I question the people that she represents who put her there. Okay? And I know Florida is one of those states where a lot of rampant voter fraud took place. But again, people, in her district, if you believe voter fraud went on there, what are you doing about it? Are you just saying, well, we can't do anything, huh? You know, it's just a lot of voter fraud. These Democrats, and I hear a lot of that. I hear this wearing down of the people who are supposed to be righteous and standing up. I get it. You get weary of it. But the battle's still going on, people. There's work to be done. And here's a lady saying, if you mock members of Congress, if you mock them, then you should be prosecuted. You should be prosecuted for freedom of speech. Here's the thing. If Wilson wants to prosecute Americans for mocking politicians, she probably should start with herself. She's repeatedly trashed the current president, President Trump, as quote unquote crazy and a white supremacist in a tweet on just June the 24th, not too long ago. She said, there's no question Trump is guilty, but the current Senate will never find him guilty of anything. If the House impeaches him, the Senate will exonerate him within days, and he'll use the next year to reclaim innocence from his bully pulpit. No collusion, no obstruction, witch hunt. And she has placed on him this title of crazy, white supremacist. Now look, we've addressed things about what President Trump does and doesn't do. That doesn't resort to name-calling. It doesn't resort to even mocking. I don't even think there's been mocking of the president here. Maybe there has, but if it has, it's been according to pointing to the law. Okay? But here's a lady who will do that. She will throw names. She'll cast all these aspersions. And then on top of that, what's she going to do? She's going to attack your right to the freedom of speech, thoughts that you have. And the reason that people found the mocking of people like AOC was because it was real. If you watch the videos and you see this little girl doing the video mocking AOC, it's a reality. I mean, she's doing it perfectly. And that's why people found it funny. Nobody was threatening the woman. Nobody was intimidating or frightening her. She just didn't like getting it dished out back to her the way she tried to dish it out back to other people. Keep that in mind, you people down there in Florida. You need to deal with Frederica Wilson, or someday soon, you're going to be dealing with her in a completely different way than how you want. Other side of the break, Bradley be with you. Till then, this is Tim Brown, editor of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Travelers are hitting the roads and skies for the 4th of July holiday weekend. This woman at Tampa International Airport on Wednesday was happy to get ahead of most of the crowds.
My younger children drove me in, and so we had a really easy trip here. Not a lot of traffic, which was surprising. We also left plenty of time to get here, so it was pretty smooth.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Republican Mitch McConnell, is weighing in on the Nike American flag controversy.
So if we're in a political environment where the American flag has become controversial to Americans, I think we've got a problem.
McConnell is urging Nike to reverse their decision to cancel production of a shoe featuring the Betsy Ross flag. And on this holiday-shortened trading day, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all are closing at record highs. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you, Tim Brown, Senior Editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, for covering the life and times of Bradley Dean. Friends, let me tell you, I drove a couple hundred miles this morning, again, taking care of business and doing what we do here, Luke 19:10. If you want to check us out online, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check out Facebook, Bradley Dean, they are censoring and suppressing. Once again, friends, that is Bradley Dean, double E. Twitter, we know they're shadow banning. Just think about what I'm saying here, friends. They're shadow banning again. They're censoring free speech, which is against the law. Congress shall make no law, but big tech companies can make law, friends. Think about it. It's illegal what they're doing. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to jump over on Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, I'm going to highlight that in just a moment. They are banning videos they call hate speech. Friends, no such thing. All crime that is committed is motivated by hate, number one. But there is no such thing as hate speech. Hate speech, friends, is what they don't want. They want to censor the truth, and they want you to take on that which they advocate, which is subversive to American government concerning their speech. They are advocating that which is subversive to the American government, and they want you to believe that's okay, but you better not speak according to the Word of God and the Constitution. Okay? That's what's happening. Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. They mean to put light for darkness and darkness for light, bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter, good for bad, bad for good. You get the point. And this is what they're doing. They don't have a right to do it because God didn't give them the right to violate free speech, friends, the laws that God has bestowed upon us. Charles D. Montesquieu said, "The law, liberty is the right to do what the law permits." the law permits. Well, what they're doing is unlawful, but they want you to believe it's lawful somehow. Again, you get the point. That is Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. I'm going to get back to that in just a moment. If you want to call in at any time, 30 minutes left. Again, thank you to Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media editor, for taking the show and saving my little keister for the first two segments. That number, if you'd like to call in at any time, is 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Okay? We follow the Christ here. End of story. The Son of God. I have a couple things I want to cover. Time is short, but with that said, my friend Michael Roach, we thank you for your trust over there. I wanted to highlight one of his articles. It's called Report. This was just yesterday, friends, July 2nd. And by the way, 4th of July is tomorrow. The 2nd of July, the Declaration of Independence was ratified, but it was not proclaimed until the 4th of July, just so you know how that works, okay? I had to throw that in there. I've seen the dates. But my friend Michael Roach over at Before It's News just did an article, and it's a report, American submarine torpedoed and sunk off Alaska coast. I'm going to post this on sonsoflibertymedia.com in the next hour here, so do check that out. Again, American submarine torpedoed and sunk off Alaska coast, done by Michael Roach. Now, friends, what I wanted to go back to, as I just said, I just highlighted YouTube. For the most part, they've been some cool people. Okay, truth be told. But we also know that we're dealing with big tech companies, and we also see an alliance that's taking place throughout the United States of America. Have you ever noticed when one company begins to push an agenda, all of a sudden you see other companies at the same exact time push the same agenda? For example, the sodomy agenda, the gay agenda, where they're using the homosexuals as a political battering ram to upend your constitution. Okay? You see them basically begin to advocate, which our laws condemn because they came from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Mosaic Institution. Well, they think that they're just going to ride above the law like a bunch of demigods and act arbitrarily and suggest to you that, listen, everybody's for this now. And this is how the media operates anyways. Everybody's for this. When, in fact, the only people that are for, friends, are those that are advocating it concerning the companies that are allied across the United States that push the agenda at the same time. I want to tell you people something, okay? And I want to tell the people that are complicit, that are subject, those that just go along with the agenda and you fail to stand. And I want to say to the guilty, those that are allied one with another, what is it that you haven't learned from history? I need to know. What is it that you don't see? What is it that you haven't learned from the past? Because anybody that begins to advocate what God condemns, it's just a matter of time before, history teaches us, that you fall into the pit that you yourselves have dug. Okay? And now it's not just the gay agenda. And remember, in contrast, as a positive, here's the good seed, right? Rather than just the reproof, the correction, or instructions in righteousness, let me put the good seed in there because it's all good what I'm doing, using the law as a schoolmaster to drive you to the fort of Christ, where it can do no more, where you can receive from Him by faith. I got a question. What is it that you haven't learned from history? John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people, a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And let me throw this in there for the new listeners. When our forefathers talked about religion, it was under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Just so you know, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, the Presbyterians, so on and so forth. It wasn't foreign gods, friends, because we know that Judges 5:8 tells us that when there be other gods within the gate, there's going to be war. So when you see other people come from foreign countries beginning to establish their altars to Buddha, Hare Krishna, the million gods they've created in their mind, to the Muslims trying to attempt to establish Sharia law, notice they come to America, the light of the world. I say to all of those people, What is it that you haven't learned? Because if your God was God, then why did you have to come to America? Because our God is God, and you all the well know he's God. That's why you've come to America. But let me go back to this. Those that are subversive, those that are allied, the Bible tells us that the covenant of death, in Isaiah 28 and verse 18, and the covenant of hell, it's going to be disannulled. And I say to all you good people listening to me, do you not understand that you are the ones that are commanded to disannul it? Don't put yourself in a position where God has to judge what you failed to judge. Just ask Sodom and Gomorrah. I bet you all the good people during that time wish they would have listened to the Lord during that time as well, right? But keep in mind, Abraham turned and he couldn't find not even 10 righteous. Right? And how many people in this country call themselves righteous, but they allow the evil to prevail? And here, let me bring this in. I love this. You've all heard Edmund Burke. We've all heard the saying, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Baloney. That's so not true. There's nothing true about that statement. I get what he's saying, but the fact of the matter is if there was good people, they wouldn't allow the evil in the first place. And that is how God sees this situation. Those that are allied, making a covenant with hell and death, you need to keep in mind that it will be disannulled again because you haven't learned from history. Those that want to advocate what God condemns and those that give it a pass, you need to keep in mind you're going to fall into that pit along with those that are allied. Now, I ask the people that are really doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves, do you want to fall into the pit that they have created? Because that's what's happening. And isn't it interesting that the young people in the country today are beginning to buck the system because they know it's propaganda and they're just trying to figure out why the older generation has given corruption a pass. Why it is that they have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Guess what? They're coming of the age now where they're beginning to throw off because they can right the wrongs. And guess what they're doing, friends? They are righting the wrongs. Well, I said all that to say this. That was my preface. Folks, YouTube, we put some time, me and my son put some time into a brand new video. We put one up on average every week and a half. We have several hundred videos out there. People love them. Yeah, as a matter of fact, someone just said, you need an award for these videos. It's great, but that's the anointing. That crown belongs to the Christ. That accolade belongs to the Son of God, not Bradley. I didn't apply for the job. I'm responding to the job. And I'm glad that I do on a daily basis. But YouTube, after we just did a brand new video, my son worked on this for 2 weeks, this video. It's only a 5-minute video, but we do them right. And he puts narration to me, storyboards them, he paints the picture to what I'm saying through my narrative. And the video is about for 18 years, U.S. government and mainstream media claimed, have they not, Americans? Come on, join me. Have they not claimed that over the last 18 years since September 11, 2001, that we are under attack by the Muslims? Is that not true? Yeah, of course. The CIA-controlled media has reminded us throughout the day, 365 days a year, over the last 18 years that we are under attack by the Muslims. Now we see the U.S. government and the mainstream media covering for Muslims when they attack Americans. So we put the video together. And so as we put this video together, we posted it. And the same night, YouTube pulled the video. And they said that this is hate speech. Hey, friends, it's hate speech to warn the American people that they're under attack by a foreign enemy from within. Did you hear what I said? According to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and big tech companies like Google that are getting away with that which is unlawful have now said, friends, that it's hate speech when someone takes the time out of love to warn our brothers and our sisters in America that we're under attack by a foreign entity within. They say it's hate speech. I'll be right back. I'm going to talk about this topic a little more. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. You know, this is interesting that I'm talking about this right now. YouTube just banned a brand new video. It's called "For 18 Years, U.S. Government and Mainstream Media Claimed, Have They Not, Americans, We're Under Attack by Muslims." Now they cover for Muslims when they attack Americans. What begs the question here is, who are the terrorists? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, said the fourth president of the United States of America, known as the father of our Constitution, Mr. James Madison. Folks, if we connect the dots, it's so easy to detect as to what's going on here. America, I have a question for you. Why is it that your media is giving a pass from you on a daily basis to expose you to danger within? Do you not understand, concerning the topic in which I'm highlighting right now, that every time Rashida Tlaib, Linda Sarsour, Ilhan Omar, or CARE have anything to say, the media is right there putting the microphones to their mouths and the cameras to their face in an attempt to suppress and endanger the rest of us? That's what's happening. They said it's hate speech to expose what's going on here, friends. Do you not understand? And it falls in line with what we have been talking about for years here, coming up to where we're at right now. Hey, folks, we have a criminal here. His name is Keith Ellison. The guy that ran for the attorney general against him, he all the well knows what I'm highlighting right now, Doug Wardlaw. concerning the voter fraud that took place across the state of Minnesota. There's 120,000, we're told, 120,000 Muslims in Minnesota, but mysteriously, Keith Ellison received over 1 million votes. And if you look at the state, 98% of the state is red. 2% was about blue, a roundabouts. How did he win? America, I got another question for you. How is it that him and Tim Walz, handpicked, no question about it, how is it that Tim Walz and Keith Ellison congeal so well? How is it that they're allied so well concerning the sanctuary state that they want to make here in the state of Minnesota, along with other useful idiots? And folks, useful idiots they are to their own demise. They haven't figured it out yet. Did you know that just yesterday we reported that Keith Ellison is now on a tour in the state of Minnesota? They're setting up offices in the state of Minnesota because they want to give these smaller communities a way to those that are coming into the United States of America illegally, and they're drawing to the state of Minnesota, California, and others all across the United States of America. But he's on an anti-hate campaign right now in the state of Minnesota. It's going to backfire, of course. But the fact of the matter is most people don't understand how he got there and why he's there. And what I'm talking about in equating this conversation with, for 18 years, U.S. government and mainstream media have claimed that we're under attack by Muslims. Now we see they're covering for Muslims when they attack Americans. I mean, folks, you have 35 jihadi camps in America. How come nobody's talking about that? Where's your Donald Trump right now? Huh? Oh, he can't do everything. Oh, friends, don't tell me this is off their radar. Give me a break. Quit playing the fool to your own demise. Really. It's unbecoming. It's gross, for a better way of saying it. But isn't it interesting? Keith Ellison's on an anti-hate campaign in Minnesota right now. In other words, he wants to incriminate anybody that dare expose the crimes of the Muslims that have come into America, that have committed crimes. Like, for example, there's been over 13 Christian churches in Minnesota that have been burned to the ground without not a word from the media, mainstream media here in the state of Minnesota, not a word. And yet we have the said Attorney General, Keith Ellison, citing it a hate crime to expose those that set those churches on fire. Or what about this one? How about the 100 Somalis attacking and gang brawl at the Valley Fair amusement park last September? Is that a hate crime? Of course not. See, you need to understand they're trying to come up with, just like the homosexuals, homophobic, racist, haters, Islamophobic. They're working together to undermine your government. And what's sad about it is those in government are actually aiding and abetting, committing the act of treason to their own demise, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. You know what's interesting about the 100 Somalis that attacked and broke through the gates at Valley Fair Amusement Park? Not a word from the CIA-controlled media concerning who is responsible for the crimes. Do you guys remember just recently about this little boy that was thrown off the third deck of the Mall of America just about, oh, I'm guessing 4 months ago now? This was national news, but notice that you didn't hear this from the mainstream media. Nope, they're covering for those that are committing crimes against you Americans. You need to understand that, okay? Remember what John Stockton said from the CIA, former CIA. The purpose of the CIA is to destabilize. What are they doing, America? See, this is why I always tell you, you have to deal with corrupt politicians, and you have to deal, which the Constitution gives us provision to do in Article 2, Section 4, and we have to deal with the CIA-controlled media, because if we don't deal with those two, keep in mind, they are the ones that are stirring up this continual warfare. They're the ones. And it's all promulgated and predicated on a lie, okay? But what I'm telling you right now is absolutely true. But going back to this little boy that was thrown off the third balcony, what they didn't report, they talked about the little boy that was thrown off the third deck. But what's interesting to note, friends, is they didn't tell you that it was a Muslim that was responsible for it. Not a peep from the CIA-controlled media telling you that it was a Muslim that did the attack on this little boy. He's okay now. Praise God. Amen. But you need to understand, friends, again, the CIA media controlled, that is controlled and is controlling. By the way, CIA has no business controlling anything domestically. That's not their purpose, but they're doing it anyways because the American people are letting them do it. Why was the information withheld from the people in the state of Minnesota as to who it was that was responsible for throwing the little boy off the third deck? You know why he did it, friends? He did it because he said he was tired of being rejected by women and he was looking for someone to kill. That's what he said. Not a word from the CIA-controlled media. Not a word. I'm talking about YouTube just pulled a video. And they said it was hate speech. Hate speech to tell you, America, the truth that they don't want to give you. Because it exposes them for their crimes that they're perpetrating against you, America. For 18 years, U.S. government and mainstream media claimed we're under attack by Muslims. Everybody knows that. Now they cover for Muslims when they attack Americans. Right? You all heard about the police in Mohammed Nur, who was just sentenced to 12.5 years in prison for murdering a 40-year-old Justine Damon on July 5th, 2017. They were sued for millions. And I want to tell you what, it was people from Australia that came into America and enforced the law to teach you a lesson, America, that you fail to learn. Justice guards your liberties, not your gossip. Not you're talking around the issues. Nope. Bringing the law to the guilty and enforcing it against their crimes. That is the answer to America's dilemma right there. Justice guards our liberties. I am sick and tired of the crimes being committed against we the people and the media covering for them. It was about a year and a half ago in the state of Minnesota, a cold day. A Somalian man jumps out of his car in South Minneapolis, uptown area, chases her down and stabs her 14 times. And what do? The CIA-controlled media and other frauds within the state of Minnesota through voter fraud, they place a Muslim to go attack Americans further, namely in the state of Minnesota, because they want to make the state of Minnesota a sanctuary state, just like they want to do it to yours. They do it incrementally. This is judgment, friends. Okay? Isn't this crazy? You have a governor and attorney general in the state of Minnesota wanting to criminalize anybody that dares speaks out against the crimes of those that are aimed at the American people, namely the Muslims. That's a fact. You know, it's also interesting. I thought I'd highlight this, friends, because we do have some good people in government in the state of Minnesota. Ilhan Omar goes from frying pan into the fire with call for federal ethics probes. I got a question for you. How many times does Ilhan Omar need to be exposed for her crimes against we the people before, America, you deal with them? I mean, I could talk about Maxine Waters. I could talk about none other than Nancy Pelosi. Folks, the list goes on. Joe Biden, Barack Hussein Obama, the Clintons. Oh, by the way, Hillary Clinton just received her license. It was reinstated in Arkansas. What happened to that special prosecutor, all you Trumpites, that was promised to us? Folks, it's time to wake up. You're under attack.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.